When Matanuska Susitna Borough voters go to the polls on October 5th, ballot propositions 2, 3, and 4 will ask them to approve more than $75 million in school and transportation bonds. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, they'll also decide on two political issues that could determine the future direction of local government.
Matsu ballots will have five propositions this year. The borough administration is requesting the approval of $33.9 million in bonds for school capital improvements, almost $33 million for road construction and repair bonds, and a little over $9 million in bonds for sports track and field improvements. It's props 1 and 5 that are unusual. Ballot prop 1 asks voters to decide if the borough should change its management style. Borough Assemblyman Mark Ewing sponsored the ordinance that seeks to move the borough from a weak mayor to strong mayor form of government. Ewing did not return phone calls for this story. At present, the borough mayor moderates assembly meetings, votes only in the event of a tie, and generally officiates at local ceremonies. The borough manager actually runs the administration's day-to-day business and answers to the assembly. Ewing says it's time to take a new look at the arrangement. The question is not new. It came up during Talis Kohlberg's run for borough mayor in 2009. At that time, the change in management style was not an election issue. But this June, borough manager John Duffy resigned and the idea resurfaced. Talis Kohlberg has since accepted a job with the University of Alaska and has stepped down from the borough mayor's position. The borough plans to hold a special election in January of next year to fill the mayor's seat. In another twist on the status quo, borough assemblywoman Cindy Bettini is sponsoring a bid to exempt the borough and its aspiring politicians from state financial disclosure regulations. Bettini's ordinance appears as Proposition 5 on the borough ballot. It would allow Matanuska Susitna Borough municipal officers and candidates for office to be exempt from the state of Alaska financial disclosure requirements and would substitute a borough financial disclosure statement in its place. Kathy Wasserman is executive director of the Alaska Municipal League. She says it is possible to opt out of the state's law if voters approve.
The new state regulations put into effect about 3 years ago require about 18 pages of financial data revolving around the person that would like to hold the office. Their spouse is required to report all the financial assets and income of their spouse and their children. And we believe that that information is not necessarily within the public's right to know unless that income is directly relevant to the board or commission on which that person sits.
Other communities, like the city of Palmer, have opted out of the state financial disclosure laws. Assemblywoman Bettini says current Alaska Public Offices Commission requirements discourage people from serving because they don't want the incomes of their spouses and children made public. According to data on past borough elections, about 20% of Matsu registered voters make it to the polls on election day. Matsu voters will also elect two assembly seats and three school board seats on October 5th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.